No, I'm sorry. She goes, and then Joe goes, until I started dating you, Michelle.
He came in very quick.
I admit that. And she looked at him and goes, oh, okay.
She also likes chili flakes on everything. So that's, I mean, everything.
I was like, come up for air, Joe. Thank God, Michelle, you got in with that one. Guy's talking Diddy at a wedding, man. Who cares?
But it was the best part of the wedding.
No, it was
not. Besides Loveman.
No, yeah, there was a lot of kids. I tell you what wasn't the best part of the wedding. Alexander Scott. It's like, dude, you got to take a play off. I love you, A. Scott.
No, don't talk about that.
I love you, A. Scott.
He was doing Bonte impressions. Bonte came over. I thought you were going to fight him.
Now, why do you? No, I'm not going to fight you. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I don't like fighting. I don't like. No, well, he was exaggerating the story, and I had to check him on the story. He's like, no. This is how it went down. I tells the truth around here. So, I, Bonte Hill, will never lie to you. I was telling Alex Scott not to lie.
Anyway. I don't know if you know this, Bonte, but Sam and I made a pact this morning, the two of us. It's regarding the Warriors. Are you ready for it?
Uh-oh.
I'm excited to hear about this pact we agreed to as well.
Oh, you guys didn't agree to a pact. You're just coming
here's
up
the
with
pact.
It.
Here's the pact. Loveman,
can Loveman do it? Because I don't know if I believe you right now.
We're in synergy. We're in lockstep. Okay. We agree. Right.
We're in the zone.
Agree on the Warrior stuff. All right,
give it to me, Loveman.
I gotta hear this.
Tell Bonte.
Oh my God.
What am I telling him? You're saying I agreed to a pact yesterday. I don't remember us agreeing to a pact yesterday.
This morning.
Oh, this morning. Oh, okay. Yeah, I just said let's not. You know, get ahead of ourselves and assume that the Warriors are going to go on a deep playoff run.
Yeah, no. I am suspending you from saying the phrase on a deep run. We're not allowed to say it this year. We're not even going to do it. We're not going to do it. You are not allowed
my part of the
to say on a deep run at any point this year. It's just we're going to enjoy the season. We're going to see.
Are you telling yourself that?
No.
This is a pact between you guys.
They go on a deep run.
No, stop. We're not doing it. This sounds like a personal problem.
We're getting in the inflatable raft and we're going to see where the river takes us. We're not going to do this. We could go on a deep run thing. We're just going to see where it goes.
I didn't ban the use of that phrase.
I'm going to say what I'm going to say.
If you want to say it, that's fine.
I'm not going to say it.
I will not stop.
Listen. When you have a team that won a championship,
there's two guys.
All right. No. I'm not talking about this season. This season's completely different. There's a change, and they're underdogs now. They're scrappy. Nobody expects anything from them. I brought up a no-name player winning 50 games, and you guys just laughed in my face. I was like, all right, fine. I'm gonna do what I do. If you don't want to say deep run, do deep run. But I'm not going to get crazy here and say they're championship contenders.
Well, you know how this goes. Like last year, we did it to the audience and we did it to ourselves.
No.
I mean, could they get hot and go on a run? Could they go on a deep run?
Well,
that's what we do. I'm just picking on you. I'm saying the industry. That's what we do. Could they go on a run?
No, that's what the fans do.
Could they get hot?
That's what the fans do.
You know? And next thing you know, you look up, it's the Lakers in round two. And I mean, who knows? Jokic doesn't want to play us. You know?
Who says that?
People say that.
That's fans that say that. I don't even know where this is coming from.
Deep run talk.
Where's my Bob Fitzgerald drop? Stay off the internet, dude.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
I work with one of these people. We are not doing the deep playoff run
That's
talk.
That's what the fans do.
Can you agree with me?
If the fans want to say they're going on a deep run, let the fans say what they want to say.
I'll make you a deal.
I need you
to
right now.
If they go 18-4 to start the season, I will allow you to start talking deep playoff runs.
I will say
if
deep
they
run
go
right
15
now.
Games over 500 at any point this year,
hey Joe,
I will suspend the pact that I've made with Sam Lippman.
I'm not part of that pact. It's October 3rd. Hey, Jask, I think the Warriors are going to go a deep run. What are you going to do, sue me?
No, I'm just not going to entertain it.
Nobody's thinking about a deep run. I'm thinking about how they're going to shoot a lot of threes this year. I'm thinking how they're going to implement Kuminga and Wiggins together. Buddy Bucket, who I got to meet the other day. He's a fun guy. D'Anthony Melton. Oh, my Lord. You know I've always loved D'Anthony Melton. You know that.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between I really like D'Anthony Melton, I'm excited for Kyle Anderson, let's see how many minutes Kuminga gets, and they could go on a deep run.
Well, I mean,
Again, I'm having fun with this.
I know you are.
But you get where I'm going. Because we do this, and I think it's unfair.
You're not talking to Guru here.
No, I didn't say I was. I'm talking to our audience. And I'm telling our audience, I'm not going to do it to you this year.
No,
I'm not going to fake the funk. We are not going to pretend and put out this. I mean, all the moves that they make have to be for championship contention. No. I am telling you, if you're setting your expectations that high, you're going to be disappointed.
Who is setting
their expectations? I am here to say, you know what I want? Let's make the playoffs.
Wait. Just because yours, who's setting the expectations high? 888-957-9570. Now I want to know, what are the expectations for Warrior fans? Now you open it up. You're attacking some people here, Saskia.
I don't like it.
I don't know, you know?
I'm recalibrating.
Everybody has, but I want to know, Warrior fans, what are your expectations? I'm expecting a fun season.
I think we're going to have a lot of fun. But wouldn't it be more fun if we didn't see it coming? We were sitting here and we're like, oh my God, can you believe? They're 32-17.
They're 32-17? Hell yeah. That's going to be a mix for a superstar.
If they go 15 games over 500, I will allow myself at any point. Well, then I will say, all right, I can start thinking about maybe saying deep run.
This coming from you. Just coming from you, if they're the top team in the Western Conference,
I'm gonna get arrogant December. By January.
Yeah, I know. So that's why this whole pact is a joke. Even the pact that Lubman didn't even know about. The pact was so strong that Lubman had to be reminded five times what the pact was. Because, what was the pact? Lubman didn't even care.
Lubman, defend me.
He is screening calls right now. He's doing his job. Before I defend you guys, I did a deep dive on some of the takes last year. 6 months ago, in fact, I just typed in on YouTube, Warriors deep run, 957. This was 6 months ago. Let's tune into the morning roast day.
Oh, no. Now, look, man, we're not talking titles. We're not going to talk titles after a regular season game. That's not what we're doing on the roast today. But what we are doing is we're saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team can make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
I don't fear a team in the Western Conference. Now, the Carl Anthony Towns, there's conflicting reports right now. Shams, Shrani is saying that it's a torn meniscus. Wolves is saying that, hey, it's a meniscus injury.
I've learned from my mistakes. I'm not doing it again.
Wait, you made it seem like I was the only one doing it. Whoa.
I saw it myself.
Absolutely.
Did that just top the Trey Lance video?
I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it.
You're lying.
I'm not going to do it.
You're lying to the audience. You're lying to the audience.
Me getting into it with the yes. Play it back one more time. It's so good.
Hey, the sit up and the delivery.
We're the best.
That's not what we're doing on the roast show. But what we are doing is we're saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team can make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
I don't fear a team in the Western Conference. Now, the Carl Anthony
Towns. I'm not doing it this year. I don't fear a team in the Western Conference. Unless they go 15 games over 500. Then I will suspend the pack with my Shasky and I.
And now we have all these contingencies to walk off of it.
415 is so right, Comcast Business Tech Line. It sounds like Shasky is talking to the mirror. You are talking to the mirror.
I did listen to Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror this morning. Oh, I'm crying.
Oh, my God. My heart hurts. Oh, my God.
Come on.
We're not talking championship at a game.
I'm not doing
but
it.
But we are saying.
I'm not going
to keep
it. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, my heart hurts. Oh, my God.
As we're saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team can make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
The master of coupling Shasky into that equation and him just backing me up. Absolutely.
How long did it take for you to find that?
I literally just went on YouTube. Warriors deep run 957 6 months
ago.
Sure,
that wasn't 2022.
Nope. He says deep dive. I cannot like.
Can I read some of the comments?
Dive was so not deep at all for him.
This is from Juna Dolph. The way the young Warriors are playing, if Clay can hit consistently those Jays, Warriors will be in the finals. We believe again. That's from DVDV.
We're not doing it.
No.
Give me Trace Jackson Davis versus Jokic and AD. I like my chances.
I didn't put that.
I didn't say that.
Okay, good.
415. Hey, I'm with Comcast Business Text Line. That's Comcast Business Text Line. 415.
My gosh.
Oh, my gosh. 415. Bonte said could. Shasky said absolutely.
I'm backing up my partner.
I hedge my bet. They could go on a deep run, but they could lose in a play-in game.
I was like, they absolutely could.
As we're saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team could make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Hey, it's so bad because now I'm thinking about when I was running to Steph.
Mona Lisa.
I thought about Steph. Whenever I see him, I go, I think about his documentary, Underrated, and they're playing Boston. And I said, they're just too fast, too athletic. They're younger. And you go, yeah, I don't feel good about this. This
is he like went on to win the next 4 out of 5.
One next, hands down, just no problem at all. Like, you know the funny thing about the Boston series?
God.
Is we needed Bully, right? Because Mary Babers Green, Draymond's mother, gave us one of the greatest interviews ever. Remember, she goes, I don't know what's going on with my son. It was at the game 3. It was like 25 minutes ago.
She also said that his back might not ever work again. there was so much in there.
She's like, y'all don't even know. I was like, damn. We're hanging on for dear life, right? And then Bully comes on. Good morning, Roasters. Bonte, Shasky. They will win game 4. So I leave the studio at WEEI with the fakest confidence in the world, telling every Celtic fan, you know we're going to win tonight, right? You know we're winning tonight. I didn't even believe.
I'm done with guarantees, all right? I'm done with them on this Warrior team. I'm just going to enjoy the season. Now, if we get 15 games over, the arrogance in me will pop back out, all right? But that's a different story.
If the Warriors start 3-0, the arrogance is popping back out.
Hey, they started good last year, and I was like, the Chris Paul thing is working.
Well, they won over the Milwaukee Bucks that game, and that was the game that you guys felt great about.
Ah, the Bucks.
Oh, yeah, they beat the Bucks.
That's right.
That's right. They beat the Bucks.
One quality win.
No Chris Middleton in that one.
That's right.
You could just put that in a sentence for the next 10 years.
As we're saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team could make a deep run to the playoffs.
Absolutely.
We're not talking championship at the regular season win. Can you just play?
Is that June? No, they didn't play in June.
You're listening to 95.7 Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Hey, you know what? I'm with Steve Kerr with this one. Fans will enjoy this team.
I don't know if there are going to be surprises, but I would tell our fans that I think you're going to enjoy watching this team. Again, you know, we were not great defensively last year. Middle of the pack in terms of efficiency. I think we're 15th in the league in points per possession allowed. We've always been, you know, top 10. The year we won it in 22, we were the second ranked defensive team in efficiency. And, you know, I can't predict the ranking, but I can tell you we're going to be scrappy. We're going to fight. And I know fans love watching that. And if our guys do that and we improve defensively, then we're always going to have a chance because, you know, the skill of Steph, the continuity of Draymond and Steph and Loon, the guys we've had, that's valuable stuff. And it turns into two-way basketball, and that's ultimately what it takes to win at a high level.
So that's Steve Kerr yesterday on Willard or Dibs. He also said this about the squad and how people are writing them off on Willard or Dibs yesterday.
Well, I think most people are writing us off, which, you know, that's a good place to be, really. There's no expectations from others. And in a little bit of a way, you know, that feels like a challenge to us. Like, hey, let's see what we've got. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, we need to take on an identity. And what I'm looking for is a hell of a defensive group. I want us to be scrappy. I want us to be difficult to play against night in and night out. And I want us to be able to play off of our defense. And that wasn't the case last year. You know, that was probably the first year in a long time that we have not been good defensively. So I want to get back to being an excellent defensive team and then develop that identity and find our way from there.
Hey, man, I'm with Steve Kerr. And you know I'm going to sell the hell out of this team. That's for sure.
Don't say the phrase.
Just know, early on in the pregame show, when we air our first game on NBC Sports Bay Area, You know, Bully, let's see how this shakes out. But in January, we could be talking about a deep run for this team in the playoffs.
And Malia, yes, we're saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team could make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely. They went on to not get out of the play-in game. What were you saying, Sam?
I'll say, like, Bonte, say, you know, Molly, I think we make a deep playoff run, and Molly will respond with absolutely.
Oh, that would be good.
Hey, we dress it up with the best of them on television.
I do feel like, Molly, there were times last year he looked dead into the camera talking to me.
Well,
you know, some people out there hating on Klay Thompson.
No, when I was Fitz.
And he's just, like, staring into the camera.
When I was Fitz. Well, every one time Fitz.
Well, he also sent you a text in the middle of a segment. That's when I knew Fitz was mad.
Okay, we're not talking titles. We're not going to talk titles after regular season game.
Well, Fitz, one time on the air, this maybe, was it two seasons ago? It's just a reckless conversation around Klay Thompson. Just recklessness on these airwaves. And I knew exactly who he was talking about.
Ray Allen, but everyone wanted to cling to Kyle Korver.
Well,
by the way, when Kyle Korver hit on that graphic that one day, that's one of the all-time playoff shooting.
It was just
kiss.
I live with Bully. These people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
I told Bully. Man, you know, Shasky was compared to Kyle Korver this morning.
It's not
No. But listen, let me tell the story, King Sale. And then Bully goes, he goes, I could even finish my sentence, call him right now. FaceTime. And Shasky's with like Nash and Lucas, and they're all happy. And Bully goes, what you say about Klay? And he's like a very serious, like, he's a baller, bro. He's a baller. Klay's a baller. He's like serious.
I was like, my phone's not working. Molly, I don't know what you're talking about.
Dicks, but if you don't get the sixth spot, you get to 7 and 8. You have 2 games to play with there. I feel good about the Warriors' chances in a couple rounds here.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh my
gosh. Thank God I didn't say absolutely to that.
Well, I didn't let you get
the
mic.
I don't even want to hear the rest of me getting in there. I mean, I think they can take the Nuggets out.
You know, that Oklahoma City team's really young. They don't have the experience like the Warriors.
Well,
that
the Warriors,
was half the calls we got
when
during that
run. The
Warriors
beat them on that Friday night in December.
In the play in season tournament.
That was one of the best games of the year.
141-139.
They did beat them.
They lost to him in overtime when Chet Holmgren hit the shot over Wiggins. Chris Paul and Wiggins screwed up the switch there, and then Chet Holmgren hit the overtime, and they won that game. Oh, boy. Oh, that was a good laugh. Oh,
so
man.
No deep playoff run talk from me.
From you. Yeah, you were talking to the mirror there. Pact with yourself.
And
Love
Sam,
didn't even know the pact.
We're not going to do it.
Love didn't even know what you were talking about.
Unless they go 15 games over 500.
Oh, man. Hey, I will say, I know Maddie Higgins going to be, don't be distracted by YouTube. But the YouTube chat would have been humming today. All right. We go behind it and be eyes less with John Gambadoro to figure out who the Arizona Cardinals are. Let's do that coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises.
As we're saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team could make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
This